Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting third. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting sixth. The catcher, Matt Morello. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Warren Newsom. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Lance Blankenship. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, John Briscoe. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sachs hits a ball on the ground for a single. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Sachs moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Sachs moves to third. 2 outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Canseco hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Warren Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive for a single. Morello moves to second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Morello moves to third. Newsom moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morello scores. Newsom scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines bunts for a single. Johnson moves to third. Guillen moves to second. Steve Saxes at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Saxes 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sax hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Johnson scores. Dillon moves to third. 2 outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines hits a line drive beyond short. Dillon can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Quirk strikes out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Johnson. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bordick hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Blankenship hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Thomas. The throw from Quirk and he is out, Bordick applying the tag. 1 out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Quirk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Newsom. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive towards center. Johnson catches it and throws to second to double up Henderson. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Warren Newsom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Newsom takes first base on ball 4. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Newsom moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Newsom moves to third. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sachs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sachs takes first base on ball 4. Raines moves to second. Vince Horsman now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk strikes out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lansford is hit by the pitch. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lansford moves to third. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-2 in the game. Pasqua takes first base on ball 4. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pasqua moves to third. Mike Huff pinch hits for Warren Newsom. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Huff now playing left field. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon can't make a play. That's a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Canseco is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bordick. Johnson moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Guillen hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Gene Nelson now pitching. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sax is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sax hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sax scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pasqua hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Canseco chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards first. McGuire fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on McGuire. Ventura goes all the way around to score. Pasqua moves all the way to home. It's 5-4, White Sox. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Morello is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Morello hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Huff is 0-for-1 in the game. Huff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Lansford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sax settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bordick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Blankenship is 0-2 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blankenship for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guillen is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Guillen bunts towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Johnson. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Johnson steals third. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Raines is 1-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-4, White Sox. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sachs is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sachs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ventura is 0-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Henderson is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Wilson is 0-3 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Canseco is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Walton now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Pasqua is 1-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pasqua strikes out. Two outs. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Morello is 2-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Scott Hammond pinch hits for Harold Baines. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hammond strikes out. One out. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McGuire is 2-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Maguire hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sachs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Brosius pinch hits for Jamie Quirk. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brosius hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.